time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
Chatting today with Harry Deal, who's an occupational therapist with A&O, a support services for older adults. And he's developed a safety and falls prevention program. Also works with the A&O as a occupational therapist. Harry, welcome to CJNU.
Thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us about your role there at A&O, occupational therapist, the falls prevention program. Do you work as an occupational therapist as well, or do you work solely on the falls prevention program?
So we do a little bit of both. I was contracted to start working with A&O during the pandemic, where they had a safety aid falls prevention program that specialized in providing home audits to address safety concerns for older adults here in Manitoba. And when I came aboard, we took an occupational therapy lens, reviewed best practice guidelines for fall prevention, and we developed a program that would help prevent falls for older adults here in Manitoba that have either had a fall or looking to prevent themselves from having a fall.
Okay, so this deals with Manitobans who have had a fall already. It's not just strictly prevention.
Yeah.
But then it also, if people are interested in finding out ways, or people are saying, hey, I'm getting a little older, I'm a little unsteady, what can I do around my house or in public or whatever to make myself steadier so I prevent falls? You cover the whole gambit then.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you work with patients, okay, when patients have had a fall, not just to prevent falls, but as an occupational therapist, do you work with them as well to rehabilitate them and get them back to their quality of life?
So not in this role. Here, we do receive referrals from other occupational therapists, physical therapists, athletic therapists who are currently working with older adults. And let's say they're just getting out of hospital, they've had a hip fracture, and now they're getting ready to go back home so they could be referred to our program to continue to build up that strength and balance to prevent falls from further happening in their home.
So you talk about the program, the Falls Prevention Aid Program. What exactly does the program all entail? If I'm a senior, I'm sitting at home and I hear this, what exactly can I expect from this program?
So great question. So our Safety Aid Falls Prevention Program has four components to it. We have what's called a fall clinic, in which case each older adult who's registered with the program will get a chance to meet with a nurse who will undergo an assessment for their health conditions, review their falls history if they have anything. We take a look at blood pressure, foot sensation, mental health, a whole spectrum of assessment tools that we use there. They also get an opportunity to meet with a registered dietitian who will then review protein intake, calcium, vitamin D, as those things are also linked to falls risks for older adults living in the community. We also meet with a pharmacist who will then do a medication review. As older adults, if you're taking over 3 medications, it can increase your risk of having a fall. So just reviewing your medication to make sure there are no adverse side effects or any sort of interactions with alcohol or anything else that's related to
that. What about fall prevention aids? I mean, canes, walkers, things like that, or things around the house like grab bars and showers, whatever. Do you make recommendations on those things when you do your surveys? But do you also supply that, or do you work with somebody that supplies that? How does that all work?
That's another great question here. So once they've met with those 3 professionals, we also have assessments with our athletic therapist who will go into the client's home and get a gauge for what their balance is looking like. So we assess balance and strength. And then myself as the occupational therapist, we do a home assessment. So we do make recommendations around certain equipment that they might need, such as grab bars, bath seats, or mobility aids like canes and walkers. And we don't supply the equipment, but we do make recommendations and provide places where you could purchase that equipment.
Okay. And those places where people can get that, can go and purchase that, do you know off the top of your head, do they come and install it as well, or do they just strictly sell it and it's up to the individual to figure out how to install it?
So that kind of varies depending on the vendor. There are some vendors who may provide those services for an additional cost, or what some individuals will do, they're able to install it themselves based off of our recommendations, or they know contractors who are able to then install it.
Yeah. So as far as the program itself is concerned at A&O, is there a cost involved if somebody wants to enroll in it?
So the great thing about that is there is no cost. This entire program, from the fall clinic to the exercise classes, which I will add, are 6 months in length. and they are done virtually. We do provide equipment if needed to our older adults. So for example, if it's a tablet they do not have or internet access, we'll provide that. So there is no cost to the program at all.
So if somebody is interested in getting involved with the program to find out more information, what's the phone number they can call?
So the phone number to reach intake would be 204-956-6440.
And is there a website they can go to if they just want to find out more information before they call? Because as I understand it, they do have to call to get placed, but they could possibly just look up some information themselves online.
Yes. So if you Google A&O or Age and Opportunity Support Services for Older Adults in Manitoba, you'll be able to head over to our website where they have tons of information about this program and other resources from A&O.
And as far as the program is concerned, you said it's all done virtually. Is it done live virtually, or is it a pre-recorded thing where people can do it at their leisure, but they're still doing it at home, but they can do it at their leisure?
Yeah. So certain aspects are done in person. Like, for example, when we do the balance assessments and the home assessments, that's done in person. Mm-hmm. But the exercise classes are done live. It's our athletic therapist, Lisa, who is online giving feedback and actually watching the participants. So it's not pre-recorded. We have a facilitator joining the class and leading the class with that.
Right. Harry Deal, occupational therapist with A&O Support Services for Older Adults, developed the Safety and Falls Prevention Program. Thanks for taking time out of your very, very busy schedule and joining us here today at CJNU.
Thank you, Frank. It's been a pleasure.
And for CJNU 93.7 FM, I'm Frank Stegge.
Listen next week at this time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.
This morning.